"Welcome to the Adamello Park. The application, following in the footsteps of history, you have activated gives you access to historical and environmental information on the place you are visiting. It is a way of offering cultural contents without us needing to set up and manage info boards or you to stop and read them. As you move along the itinerary, you will receive mobile phone alerts when you reach points of interest. A map of the area will automatically appear, giving you the opportunity to activate an audio description. We recommend you use headphones so that you can remain focused on the route as you walk. As well as audio information, the application also makes a series of archive images available. Stop a moment to look at these. Prudence is always advisable in the mountains. Take advantage of the opportunity to enjoy the landscape around you. Remember to wear mountain boots and suitable clothing at all times. At high altitudes, the weather changes rapidly and it is important to have warm, wind and rainproof clothing with you at all times. Bringing food and water is recommended, and bringing a minimum of first aid supplies with you is good practice. For safety purposes, you may also want to consider hiring an alpine or middle mountain guide to accompany you. You are in the Adamello Park, on the Lombardy-Trentino border, in proximity to the highest mountains in the Adamello Massif. It is now a popular tourist destination, a place of meeting and transit, but the Tonale Valley has linked up the Camonica Valley, land of the Camuni, with Val di Sole, populated by the Anauni, since antiquity. From 1915 to 1918, the area was the site of bloody fighting between the Italian Kingdom and the Austro-Hungarian Empire. Most of the fighting took place at high altitude, where permanent snow and glaciers are the norm, and this is why it has been called the White War ever since. It is precisely due to the specific conservation facilitated by high-altitude environments that so much evidence of the presence of the two armies on these peaks has been conserved. These are important historical records now protected by the law. Any damage whatsoever, including taking with you a small piece of these historical items and finds, is thus strictly forbidden. The information offered here falls under the Historical Heritage Promotion Program sponsored by the Lombard region in the Stelvio National Park and the Adamello Park, in conjunction with the Temu White War Museum. The aim of the project is to describe the places, events and artifacts linked to World War I, bringing out little-known aspects of the war and, above all, remembering that the history of the White War, like that of the Great War as a whole, is a story of unimaginable suffering on both sides. The purpose of this story is thus to pay tribute to those soldiers who played a part in these tragic events, quietly doing their duty or in the belief that honoring their nation meant giving their lives. We therefore hope you will undertake this very beautiful walk in a spirit which is respectful not only of nature but also, first and foremost, of the memory of the men who were obliged to fight and kill each other here. When the war broke out, Garibaldi Hut and #8211, whose history is described in Itinerary 1 and #8211, was requisitioned by the War Ministry and mountaineers were exiled from it. The Italian military command made it into a high-altitude headquarters, and it was here that the large army village of Conca Veneracolo was later built. Famous Trentino nationalist and member of the Vienna Parliament Cesare Battisti, who had enlisted as a volunteer in the 5th Alpini Regiment, was based at the hut from August to December 1915. It was from right here that Battisti wrote to his wife on 17 October 1915, "Dear Ernesta, I got your very fond letter dated the 10th and postcard dated the 12th, not here but on Cima di Bedol, at nearly 3,300 meters in the Trentino, just a short distance away from the Germanic Mandrone hut which was dismantled by our boys. Your good words accorded and melded with the joy I felt in seeing this strip of Trentino land where fortune smiles on our army and one of the most important of our advances will be decided next spring. On 10 July 1916, Battisti was taken prisoner during an attempt to conquer Mountain Corno di Valazza, an important position as it dominated the peak of Mountain Passubio. Recognized right away, he was taken to Trento, imprisoned and tried for high treason. The death sentence was carried out right away by hanging on 12 July in the ditch behind Buonconsiglio Castle. After the war, the Upper Avio Valley was the site of work on the building of a large hydroelectric energy basin, and the Veneracolo Basin was also profoundly modified. After the temporary takeover by the military authorities of the former Carcano Hospice and Chapel, the Brescia Alpine Club extended the former hospice and made it into Garibaldi Hut, which opened to the public on 29 June 1923. From that moment on, there were effectively two huts, with the older building being effectively an annex to the new one, enabling it to host 100 or so people in all. In 1955, Garibaldi Hut, both old and new, were submerged by the waters of the Veneracolo Dam. To compensate for this loss, the Edison Volta electricity firm built the current building to designs by Brescia engineer Mario Moretti, which opened to the public on 26 July 1959. There are four points of interest in this area: the Madonna dell'Ardamello Chapel, the ruined army barracks, the Largo Veneracolo Dam, and the Austrian soldier's tomb. Thanks to the assistance of the archive of the White War Museum, photographs of the area are also on display at this itinerary's points of interest. The nature photos, on the other hand, were drawn from the collections of the international photographic competition Fotografia il Parco. Happy walking.